Bluegrass Gospel. All right. Okay. We still got a moment to go yet. All right. Don't forget to visit all of the record stands that are set up. The different artists have their own. Many of you that have asked particularly about the Seldom Scene, they do have 8-tracks and albums with them. They're working out of their bus. So when they come off stage, why, you can go right out there and see them, and they'll be glad to accommodate you there. A lot of the other artists have their own individual record stand set up. Be sure and visit them. The good folks has prepared the food for us. They've worked real hard this weekend, and it's been hot, but they stuck right in there with it. And I think there's a gentleman that deserves a big round of applause, two of them, in fact, and that's the promoters of this festival, Mr. Roy Martin, Mr. Alton Walters. Let's give them a big hand for putting this festival on here. The different festival dates that have been mentioned to you, the one at LJ, Georgia, the one back here in the fall, the last weekend in October, the one at Fort Pierce, Florida, of course, Thanksgiving weekend at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Be sure and come on down and visit with us. Plan to take your Thanksgiving vacation with us down at Myrtle Beach. And then in January, we'll go all the way down to the Everglades in Florida. All of these festivals are being promoted or co-promoted by Roy Martin. And he's the one, he and Mr. Alton Walters are responsible for this 10th annual Bluegrass Festival here at Shoal Creek Country Music Park. Okay. Roy says, tell you about Myrtle Beach. By the way, if you haven't visited Myrtle Beach on Thanksgiving weekend, you'll find it very enjoyable down there. The weather is real good. It's still warm enough that you can get out onto the beach. But also, some of the finest music and musicians that will gather in the concert and the convention center there for the concerts. Now, there have been some additions to the convention center, I think, since last year. And hopefully that we'll be able to accommodate more people down there. So be sure and keep in mind and mark it down on your calendars, the Thanksgiving weekend down at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Huh? All right, we got another good thing to tell you about. There's some cards right here on the stage that we'd be delighted for you to come and pick up. And leave your name and address. This would put you on the mailing list of all of the festival flyers that Roy Martin sends out. Now, we get them, always sends flyers to us. And I know that you'd enjoy getting these flyers and keeping abreast of the festival dates that are coming up. So be sure and pick you up a card, fill it out and just drop it right here. We'll pick it up and get it in the proper place in order that we can have this mailing list to grow larger and larger each year. It was just a thrill, I can assure you that. When he gets started up, I know. He should be coming up very shortly. I believe I see a shadow, yeah. No, it's the wrong shadow, I'm sorry. Come here a minute. I'm about to talk down here.
What happened?
Well, nothing has happened, really. I've been out here talking for about 3 minutes, and I'm about to wind out of something to say.
Oh, you did, huh?
And I have told them about the gospel service portion starting tomorrow morning.
Right.
And then we're going to run on through until about what, about 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon?
5 o'clock tomorrow evening, right.
Very good. We've told them about the festivals around the different ones, and perhaps you might have something that you'd like to say to the crowd here while we've got just a brief moment.
Certainly, Jack. On behalf of the management, Mr. Roy Martin and Mr. Alton Walters, I know they wish to extend to you their heartiest welcome for attending our 10th annual Shoal Creek Bluegrass Festival. And certainly that goes from myself, and I know it goes from you, Jack.
It surely does. And let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you recall ever seeing a more enthusiastic crowd than we have had here these two full weekends?
I don't think we ever have had this large a crowd at Shoal Creek. Certainly not in the number of years that I've been here, and that's about all of them.
Well, I think not only the numbers in attendance, but the enthusiasm that they've displayed. They've made the artists want to work that much harder, I can assure you that.
The artists feel just like you and I do. They appreciate the applause that they've given them, and they just work that much harder. Anytime you say something about them and offer them your support, I guarantee you, you'll get their support in return.
That's exactly right, because many of these artists, now some of the, just as an example, some of the Bluegrass Boys have traveled all the way from Wisconsin. Now they drove right straight through, and they've only been in about, but they traveled many, many miles to get here in order that they could be here and appear tonight.
I'll tell you what, while we're waiting for Mr. Bill Monroe himself, let's bring on the Bluegrass Boys and have them entertain you for just a few minutes before we bring on Mr. Bill Monroe himself. Would you do that?
Oh, that'd be a great outing. Truly.
Let's make welcome, ladies and gentlemen, the Bluegrass Boys from Nashville, Tennessee.
Few of the Bluegrass Boys have sure had a struggle getting here today. We had a very competent driver, and he had a fine helper, and we finally made it in. So we're going to do two or three numbers while we're waiting on Bill to come down.